Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
Before we begin the show, we want to bring you a message from our friends at MyBookie. I hope you guys feasted up on the MyBookie Turkey Day free play that allowed users to grab themselves a risk-free bet up to $250. It was basically a free shot at trying to double your money. If you didn't get in on that, what are you doing? No, but seriously, now is the time to get some skin in the game with MyBookie, where odds boosts, lightning deals, and free bets await all season long. And with the NFL playoffs right around the corner, we know who these teams are, we know what they are capable of, and it's not difficult to find some value in the lines. Especially if you're going to bet against the Pittsburgh Steelers because they look awful right now. Anyways, whether you're a first-time customer or have been playing with MyBookie for years, there is no shortage of value to be found in thousands of game lines, unique prop bets, and contests that they offer every week. Sign up or get reloaded today, find an edge, make your bet, and get paid. They also boast a fully-fledged casino platform, giving you access to all the classic table, slot, and card games you'd expect to find at your local spot. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close, so you can continue to build your bankroll even after the stadium lights have gone out. Make the right play and sign up today at MyBookie, and when you do, use promo code HOOPBALL to get your deposit matched halfway, all the way up to $1,000. The terms are simple. You put in the $200, they'll match you with another $100 in your account. If you were already planning to bet this season, this is free betting money. It's winning season at MyBookie, so come on in and join the fun and win some cash while you're at it. Now, on with the show.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Oh yeah, Bulls fans, welcome to the Hoop Bowl Chicago Bulls podcast here on the Hoop Bowl Network. We're recapping the Bulls' thrilling 111-108 victory over the Portland Trail Blazers at the Moda Center in Portland, Oregon. I know we're only 8 games in, but this is by far the most impressive win of the Billy Donovan era. The Bulls are down 18 points after the first quarter. They outscore the Blazers by 9 in the second quarter to trail by 9 at halftime, outscore Portland by 5 in the third quarter to trail by 4 going into the fourth, and then outscore the Blazers by 7 in the fourth quarter to pull out a 111-108 win. Bulls are up 1, waning seconds. Zach LaVine nails a 3 to put Chicago up by 4, and they played the free throw game, and that pretty much sealed it for Chicago. What a night for this Bulls team, who only played 9 players, and Daniel Gafford only played 10 minutes. Coby White has 21 points and a career-high 10 rebounds. So he was the star of the show in the fourth quarter. 7 Bulls players scored in double figures. They're starting to find a rhythm offensively. They're doing a much better job on pick and rolls. And it seems like there's a comfort level with how the floor is being spaced. Otto Porter Jr., to me, is really doing a nice job of melding in with the backcourt. He's somebody that's able to play in a variety of different positions offensively on the floor, whether he stays out on the perimeter or whether he tries to bully his way inside. He's somebody that is right now one of your most versatile players. And Patrick Williams continues to play well. He was 2 of 2 on three-pointers tonight, 5 of 8 from the field. He is still young, and he's still got a lot to learn. But I'll say this, having somebody like a Thad Young that's playing over 20 minutes a night now, he almost had a double-double. 10 points, 8 rebounds, 4 of 8 from the field, and a plus 2 in 23 minutes. He is somebody that is going to be a valuable mentor to Patrick Williams. He was seen at the end of the first half mimicking some defensive footwork movements for Patrick Williams over on the sideline. That's really important. This is a veteran that's teaching a 19-year-old kid in his eighth NBA game about some proper footwork techniques on the defensive end, especially when you're having to drop up from the high post, drop down to try and defend off the pick and roll. And that's where the Bulls really got killed defensively in the first half. They did a much better job on Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum in the second half. Now, Damian Lillard is always going to get his. He had 15 points at halftime. He only had 9 points in the second half. He was 6 of 17 from the field in the game and 3 of 11 from beyond the arc. If you hold Damian Lillard to just over 25% from 3-point range, but more importantly, you hold him to 35% from the field, you have done your job defensively. Now, CJ McCollum still killed the Bulls. He scored 26 points on 10 of 21 shooting, but he had 5 turnovers. And that's where the Bulls defense did a really good job tonight, is putting pressure on the Trailblazers guards to take the game into their own hands. Yusuf Nurkic had a double-double, but other than that, there really weren't that many impressive performances from Portland. By the way, their bench defensively is terrible. Carmelo Anthony is awful defensively. So is Enes Kanter. Now, the Bulls are really nothing to write home about defensively, but they're getting better. And Otto Porter Jr. is an absolute bully on the boards. He had 19 points and 13 rebounds, so he has a double-double. Leads the team in rebounding. What does it say that he, as the positioned small forward, has 13 rebounds in 28 minutes and Wendell Carter Jr. has only 3? Look, I'm not going to bash Wendell Carter Jr. too much tonight. He did have 5 assists, so he's doing a much better job at being a ball distributor from that high post. That's where you want the center to be in the modern NBA, is to be that guy that can run the offense from the elbow, that can run the offense from the post, that can find guys that are cutting, that can kick out to the perimeter to find open shots. So I'm fine if Wendell Carter Jr. takes on more of that role as opposed to being the back-down bully big that I think that, at least in my own mind, I wanted him to be coming into this year. That's what I think of what Wendell Carter Jr. is doing right now. As long as Otto Porter Jr., I know we got a lot of juniors here, if Otto Porter Jr. and Patrick Williams continue to play the style that they're playing in the front court, that is a harbinger of great things to come. Zach LaVine was inefficient tonight, but he came up with big shots when it mattered most. And you know what? Zach LaVine had 8 assists in the first half. He had 9 assists in the game. He almost had a double-double, with the assists being the secondary category. So right now, you have a backcourt of 2 guys that are willing to distribute the ball if need be. Coby White was really impressive tonight in terms of how aggressively he went for rebounds, how aggressive he is starting to play offensively. He is playing with an attitude of, I am going to score, get out of my way. And I like that. And at least tonight, he was not bound to the perimeter. And I'm good with that. I'm good with that because it shows that your versatility as a combo guard matters, and that you are concentrated on making sure that you are elevating all parts of your game offensively. And the more you go to the hole, and the more that you use your athleticism to take advantage of bad floor spacing at the rim, the Blazers defensively down low are nothing to write home about. Absolutely nothing to write home about. And tomorrow, or if you're listening to this in the morning, which maybe some of you are, tonight, against the Sacramento Kings, you've got a chance to really see what you've got with Zach LaVine and Coby White when they are basically saying to themselves and their teammates, give us the ball and let us go to work. When we come back, we're going to go over a couple of team stats and a few final thoughts before we say goodbye. Bulls win 111-108 over the Portland Trail Blazers at the Moda Center in Portland. We'll be back after this here on the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast.
Support for HoopBall comes from Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I am talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. That's why the revolutionary company Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 3.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, so this trimmer cuts on your nuts. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. The Lawnmower 3.0 comes inside their brand new Perfect Package 3.0, which makes for the perfect gift this holiday season. Even if you do feel like giving a gift after Christmas is over, totally fine, no judgment. It's literally everything you need to keep trimmed, cut-free, and smelling nice down there. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you're using on your balls. That's just nasty. Okay, I have alopecia, which is a hair loss disease, so I don't use a trimmer, period. But if I did use one down below, it would definitely come from Manscaped. The Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0 also includes the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant in your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And yes, your balls stink. Speaking of sweaty and stinky balls, which also includes all three pointers shot by Wendell Carter Jr., I'm thankful for their Crop Reviver. This product, along with the Crop Preserver, keeps your balls from sweating, smelling, and sticking. And these products smell good. Their manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood, if you know what I mean. The Perfect Package also will come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxers. Tis the season to manscape, so get yourself, your dad, your brother, and your friends the best gift of all, the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
Welcome back to the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast. Thanks to our sponsors over at Manscaped for all of their support. Bulls are doing a really impressive job from three-point range in the last couple of ball games. They made 16 three-pointers tonight. Portland made 19. But Portland also made 11 in the first half. So when you look at the improvement from first half to second half, that's the improvement. Bulls were 44%. Blazers 42%. The next stat that sticks out to me is rebounds. The Bulls are continuing to be a positive in the rebounding margin. 52 boards to 46 for Portland. Every time that you out-rebound your opponent, you are giving yourself a chance for a second opportunity, for another opportunity to score. And that, to me, is why in a three-point game, the Bulls end up winning. If you're plus six in the rebounding margin in a game you win by 3 points, that's important. Turnovers. Bulls still had 15 turnovers. Not great, but the Blazers only converted it into 11 points off of those turnovers. Bulls had a 17-11 advantage in fast break points, so a really nice job of taking advantage of transition opportunities. And this is another critical stat. We talked about it after the Mavericks game, and we'll talk about it again tonight. The Bulls were 15 of 18 at the free throw line. They missed 3 free throws. Meanwhile, Portland, 11 of 17. They missed 6. That's your difference. Portland makes 3 more, tie ball game. Bulls end up missing 1 more, and that's a Blazers win. So if you're over 80% from the free throw line and your opponent is at 65%, that is getting the job done in the opportunities that you are given to take advantage of free points. And from the three-point perspective, the Bulls, in terms of the actual points given, they were a minus 9 in three-point field goals because they made 16, the Blazers made 19. And by the way, the percentages I gave earlier, my apologies, I thought I was giving the three-point percentages, I was actually giving the field percentages. So the Bulls were 44% from the field, Blazers were 41.5%. From three-point range, Bulls were 39, Blazers were 37. Again, though, every little bucket makes a difference. The Bulls had 40 field goals, the Blazers had 39. Every little thing makes a difference. Bulls had 27 assists tonight, Blazers had 23. Bulls are doing a much better job at distributing the basketball. That, to me, is extremely encouraging. There really isn't a whole lot of overly analytical analysis to this game other than the fact that you're seeing a blueprint for how the Bulls are trying to win games down the stretch. They have a lineup down the stretch right now of Thad Young, Kobe White, Zach LaVine, Otto Porter Jr., and Garrett Temple. Garrett Temple, by the way, tonight, I need to give him a shout-out. He was once again huge off the bench. He was a plus 5, scored 14 points on 5 of 10 shooting. Garrett Temple is proving to be a very valuable commodity for this Bulls team. I can agree with not playing Patrick Williams in crunch time. It does say something, though, that Wendell Carter Jr. is not playing in crunch time. And what are the Bulls going to do in crunch time once Lauri Markkanen eventually returns? Is he going to be in there? Or are you going to see this lineup of Kobe, LaVine, Young, Porter, and Temple? Because right now, I like the mojo that they have with that five toward the end of ball games. Thad Young is proving to be the piece that you wanted him to be last year. Garrett Temple is proving to be a reliable piece off the bench that will get you 25 minutes a night. And by the way, Denzel Valentine, despite not doing anything offensively tonight, he still was able to come up with 8 rebounds. 8 rebounds in 19 minutes. That is doing work. And even though he had 0 points, he was still a plus 10. I love it. The mojo that this group in particular right now has is awesome. I love to see it. It will be great when the Bulls have some depth back, but how does Lauri Markkanen fit into this? How does Wendell Carter Jr., even though he's playing, is he going to eventually fit into this at the end of ball games? And it is also worth wondering where Tomas Satoransky fits into the guard situation toward the end of ball games too. Are you going to have Kobe White and Zach LaVine on the floor at the same time at the end of the game? I think you should. But if Satoransky steps in there, he more than likely, I think, is stepping in for either Temple or Young, because I don't think you're pulling LaVine or White. And honestly, once Lauri Markkanen gets back, I would not be opposed to having him come off the bench and continue to start Porter and Patrick Williams. That's just me, but we'll see how Billy Donovan eventually plays it. That's it on this recap edition of the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast. Bulls beat the Blazers 111-108 to improve to 4-4 on the season. They are 3-1 away from home. Good night from Portland, Oregon.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast. If you've made it this far, stick around for a little while longer. Do you like free stuff? Everybody loves free stuff. What's the stuff? The Bruise Letter is back. Oh yes, back and fresh for the 2020-2021 NBA season. Our founder, Aaron Bruski, is writing an email newsletter filled with his most intimate fantasy nuggets. It's exclusive content you cannot find anywhere else. It's not on the website. It's not in any podcast. It's not on social media. It's only in the email newsletter, and you can sign up to get it for free. Just go to bit.ly/bruiseletter2021 and sign up in 10 seconds. Again, the site is bit.ly/bruiseletter2021. Aaron Brewski, straight to your inbox. And also, folks, we've got to tell you about the Fantasy Pass. Fantasy draft season is over, and you Brewski 150'd your way to a hell of a team. But the season has just begun. The Fantasy Pass is still the best deal in the industry at just $4.99 per month. And now that we're into the regular season, there is zero commitment. Sign up for 1 month for $5. If you don't like it, you can cancel. We know you'll love it, but it's always nice to have that option. The Fantasy Pass has everything you'll need to dominate all year. Updating projections, new fantasy appraiser tools, schedule and streaming charts, pickups, drops, and our newest and coolest feature, the HoopBall Discord server, where you all can hang out with HoopBall pros around the clock and get one-on-one help with your team. So please do check it out. Head to hoop-ball.com and click on the Fantasy Pass ad just below the main media wall.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big.